Marketing a business to drive customers to purchase your product has been a staple in every business across every sector for years. Of course, the way individual restaurants market themselves today is dramatically different than how it was just a few years ago. Gone are the days of mass media marketing. Today, it's a one-on-one experience. Today's guest, and I'm very lucky to have him here, is J.P. Fiala.
Fiala, it's fine. No, we've only known each other a couple of years.
CEO and founder of Image Unlimited Communications. Image Unlimited is a lifestyle, public relations, marketing, and digital agency servicing lifestyle and hospitality clients here in New England. JP, I want to talk to you today about how your agency is utilizing technology in the restaurant industry. So
thanks
welcome.
For having me. Yeah, no, this is awesome. I appreciate it. So as you know, restaurants are bread and butter.
80% of your restaurants are your clients are restaurants.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yeah. So we're 100% lifestyle agency. 80% happens to be culinary. And I think it's because we just fell into it. Like, my mom was a chef. I love cooking. And I really respect the restaurant industry. So you do what you love. And I think essentially the way that we're using technology, you've had some great guests on this show in general from different aspects of technology. Our job essentially is storytelling. We're trying to market restaurants and create a narrative for them. While all of it, the crux of all of it or the genesis of all of it, it's always telling a good story about the restaurant and getting it out there. The channels of distribution have changed. And I think you prefaced that when you started the show.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about what those channels are.
Sure. So when I started back in the 1800s,
right before I did.
Right about then. I think PR agencies have evolved and they're trying to keep up. And so we started, we're an integrated marketing communications agency. And the way that we look at marketing in general is a little different than traditional PR. We look at it as saying that you're PR or saying that you're a social media agency or saying any of those things is kind of lacking. The idea is that they're tools and you bring a different toolkit to every client. Some clients will come to us and say, I just want to do social media. And they don't even really understand what do social media is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, social media is a channel of distribution. It is a way to get your story out. So a lot of times our restaurant clients will say, well, I just want to hire you to do social media. And I'm like, what do you think that is? Just taking pictures of the food and putting it out there? Because that's a fail. That's just a fail. So,
but a lot of restaurateurs think that's exactly what it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, I think anyone's the same way, right? When you have a busy business and a lot's going on, you hear a lot of chatter and you're like, I need to be on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? And it's hard for a restaurateur to ramp up. And usually they hear about it through associations or seminars or whatever it is. And then they'll say, oh, the girl at the host stand knows Instagram. And that's usually where we come in. We usually come in a couple months or a year after that. In all honesty, that's how it works. And we come in and we're like, oh, okay, yeah, this person understands the platform, but they don't realize that we're telling a story here. So I think the days of like typing up the press release and kind of sending it to the print media, you still need that genesis of a story, but it's how you get the story out.
Yeah. So once we get into social media and explain what it is and what it isn't, how do you grow the social media accounts for your clients?
So, I know you got prepped with a bunch of questions from my digital person on tactics, but I'm going to go off.
Okay.
So I think at the end of the day, there are a million tactics to tell a client how to grow their base, right? So there's techniques. I'll touch on the techniques. So the follow back technique is something that maybe people have heard of, maybe they haven't. It's very simple. Let's break it down. It sounds technical. Basically, it's following people. And if they follow you back, you continue following them or change the metric. If they don't follow you back, you unfollow them. And that's an actual tactic. Now, the organic way is to just go in and do that. We have software that does that for us. So the way that works is, let's say there's a restaurant in downtown Boston and their competitor is across the street. Their competitor has 10,000 followers. They have two. They know that the customer that goes across the street to that restaurant is their customer. we can actually put the handle of that restaurant, their competitor, in this software, and it will follow all the customers that follow that restaurant. And so the restaurant is like, oh, okay, now I'm getting all those customers to follow me. It's a great tactic, but where it falls apart is if you don't have a good story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get all these people to be like, oh, I'm aware of the restaurant across the street now, and they go to the Instagram, and there's like two pictures that are fuzzy of like a grilled cheese sandwich. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work. So from a tactical perspective, there are a ton of ways that our agency can do these things for restaurants, or we can teach them to do it themselves, but you have to tell a good story.
So the restaurateur helps you form that story, gives you all the storylines, you kind of pepper it up, make it look good, and then you're able to either use that data that you're collecting for your advantage, or certainly for your advantage, and then be able to share it with the restaurateur if they're looking for it, or not.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things we do. So that is like kind of the social media silo.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that restaurants are historically bad at is remarketing. Remarketing can add an increase in revenue, sometimes right off the bat by 5-10%. So this is customers that come into your restaurant. And usually what? We know these guys, right? So a restaurateur won't approach a table till they recognize a regular, right? So they're like, oh, this guy's been in like three times. We get his name. I understand his order. And then you start to build a rapport with that guy. Remarketing is essentially that, but doing it from a digital perspective. So when a customer comes into your restaurant, that is the hardest thing to do in the world, is get a customer over the threshold. Why would we not be like, oh my God, do you know what I mean? If I can get this guy to come in even one more time a month, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of different ways we can do that. Now, for the single restaurateur, to set up something like geofencing, where you collect data using Wi-Fi, is virtually, it's not a budget that they have. So you start really pedestrian. If a customer comes in, are we collecting anything about them? And they can even use waitstaff for that. And I know this is a technology talk, but if we start thinking about that, this guy came in through the threshold, let's collect his data and remarket to him. And there's ways to do that, like I said.
Yeah, and humans can get that
humans
data.
Humans can get data. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to have any humans in the restaurant industry soon, but like while we have them, let's use them.
Yeah. We love the restaurant industry because we can't be interneted out of business.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we can't wow the guest with internet service. So.
Right.
Cool. So... you're doing all this work. You've got a great team, and I know that firsthand. And I, you know, again, when I got to the Mass Restaurant Association 4.5 years ago, I think we had like maybe 600 Facebook followers, and that's it. Today, we're closing in on 4,000. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're using other things. Let me ask you this: how does your team monitor success of social media for the client?
Yeah, and I think that's another like black hole for people that. And I think we talked about this before.
I think that's a scary thing for people to get their hands around in our industry.
Yeah, and I think, too, that's the thing, right? So I'm no spring chicken, but the irrelevancy model.
You look like a spring
thanks.
Chicken.
Well, vitamin E. but no, honestly, I think that, you know, we're like, and I think that was a great example earlier when we're like, oh, do social media. Everyone's like, well, I kind of understood when it was print media and people came in and things like, it's no different. It isn't, right?
But it's scary for the restaurateur because we're used to seeing it and being able to measure it directly. Tell me how you make them more comfortable.
Well, that's also the sign of a bad vendor, right? By not connecting the dots and making the customer feel comfortable with the information that you have, everyone feels like, on my side, everyone feels like if we keep the client in the dark about how the process works, they'll keep us longer. The truth is, if you tell them exactly how to do it and they understand it, they recognize your work more, and they don't want to do it anyway. They don't have time for it. So actually the metrics on social is a lot easier than it was back in the day. So even when we started our PR and marketing agency, we had to find ways to quantify it. Like we thought X amount of people saw this, and we'd guesstimate, we would use readership and print and things like that. Quantification is really easy. We use things like Hootsuite as a platform and things like that. And we can actually go to the client and give quarterly reports and say, this is how much it's grown. This is the interaction between that post. This post is better than that post. And we can even do bookings. We can do website visits. We can do so many things, even through Instagram now.
Very, very cool. When you're in the restaurant industry, Certainly I've been, and everybody I work with is. We all know how impactful online reviews can be. We love some of them, yeah. right? And some of them drive our businesses nuts. Can you talk a little bit about how you and your clients monitor all those reviews and that come in on the various social media platforms?
Sure. So there's two that we use for reputation management, single platform and Reputology. And I think to go back to the heart of all of this, most restaurateurs want that information and they want it in real time. And if you work in tandem with them to respond to the customers, it's a success. I can't tell you, I've had several crisis comm issues on digital, even recently. And we were able to turn those people into huge advocates because it was about timing and response. So I in no way ever think that an agency should be in charge of directly foraging forth and giving the answers for the restaurateur, because that's not real, right? But what you do is you work in tandem. We're able to monitor those responses and quickly connect with the restaurateur or the restaurateur's internal team and say, hey, this person said this happens. This is what we recommend to do. Tell us what really happened, and let's help you reach out. Nothing makes somebody more upset than not being heard or some third-party PR guy coming back mm-hmm. and being like, we here at so-and-so feel that they don't want that. But you have a window of time to respond. And essentially, you do need somebody on it, either an agency or somebody internal using these platforms to let you know, because there's too much.
Mm-hmm. But I think you bring up a really key point that restaurateurs need to hear, which is, and again, especially in this day and age right now, we want to respond immediately. I always tell people, I always have, there's nothing wrong with stop, take a moment, yep. take a little time out, gather your thoughts, because if you respond in the emotion of that minute, you typically respond in the wrong way. And I think the advice that you just gave is to say, hey, stop. We're here for advice. And you know what? You're an impartial third person. You know, you're there to help protect me as a restaurateur.
Absolutely.
But you're not actually dealing with the same
the
emotion.
Either.
Yeah, yeah, you're not drilling. You're, no. you're not drinking with the same. You're not dealing with the same emotion I am. And so you're going to have a far more comprehensive and really logical approach, I think, to the response.
Absolutely. Like, restaurants are interesting, right? Because it's one of the few places where it's a business and an art. Like, it truly is. And sometimes it's a negative review. It's attacking not just your business, but the art of what you do. It's about feeding people, right? But it's bigger than that. And I think you're right. When we take a moment to be like, listen, not everyone's going to like your painting, right? But what can we do to get back to the heart of hospitality, which is what restaurants are about?
It's what it's all about. One last question real quick. What do you see as technology being woven into restaurants in the future? What's the future look like?
And I don't know if you see this, but I learn a lot from our larger QSR clients who are national or international. I'm curious to see what front of the house looks like in the next 10 years. Is it going to go to more automation? You know, are we going to have a change in wait staff? It's interesting to see what that's going to look like.
We're not going to have jets and robots out there. I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, iPad integration is getting bigger and bigger. And I also think that people want high quality food in a quick way. App integration is getting huge. I talked about regulars earlier. The idea that there are apps that can tell you exactly, oh, you ordered this. Do you want to order this again? We can have it ready for you in 2 seconds. Or we immediately recognize you as a customer and this is what you like. I think the integration between operations and marketing are getting tighter and tighter and tighter. That's what I see happening.
Yeah. And JP, you know, you put a great bow around this, because that's what we've been talking about this morning. And I think, you know, restaurants have gone from being afraid of technology to really embracing it, and more so in the future, it's going to make us great operators. Again, our guest this morning has been JP Fayala. He and I laugh because I can never get his last
There's
name
a
right.
There's a lot of vowels.
I always want to say
in your defense.
Paella.
No, in your defense.
JP Fayala, CEO and founder of Image Unlimited Communications, a lifestyle public relations, marketing, and digital service agency working in the lifestyle and hospitality with lifestyle and hospitality clients throughout New England. And if you want more information on his company, go to iucboston.com. JP, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Been a great show.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Luz from the Massachusetts Restaurant Association. And again, I've been guest host today for the 5-Star Food Show on the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. We're going to go back to a commercial. Thank you very much.